So, Spencer, we've seen today that these stats are out saying that you're likely to wait just shy of 120 days to sell your house, and that's an increase of 44% in Kent compared to January 10 years ago. What do you think of those findings?
Well, I think there's a number of factors at play here. And whilst it's true that stamp duty may be helping to contribute to a slight stagnation in the local market, that's not the full story. Now, currently at Dockside, we're seeing that properties that are correctly priced, correctly marketed, that are on the market up to around about £250,000-£275,000, literally are selling in a matter of days. So I can only imagine that report talks about the time that it takes actually for the sale to go through. That is an assumption on my part. And that basically, I think, begs the question that perhaps the sales process in the UK needs looking at. You know, there have been reforms over in Scotland where they've sped the process up somewhat. But I think that, you know, an important thing to think about is how we speed up the actual sales process.
And what would you suggest to your clients who want a speedy sale?
Make sure that your property is presented in the best possible way. You know, there's lots of small DIY jobs invariably that need doing. But first impressions are massively important. You know, what we call curb appeal. So when somebody pulls up at your property, you know, obviously if it's a house, that the gardens are a trim, that there's no rubbish, as much of the junk in the house is put away as possible, maybe perhaps into storage. You know what it's like, we all amass what I call life junk. But really, we want to make the house as welcoming as possible for people, especially that first impression.
And there's also an issue, isn't there, with the average property price. That's £345,900. Do you think that's penalising buyers as well?
Well, it's a free market. So, you know, the average house prices are dictated by the demand. I think what the government have to get to grips with is two things. Firstly, they have to understand that we're simply not building enough affordable housing. And secondly, there is a bit of a mind shift with millennials, and I believe future generations in the UK, who are actually happy to rent. You know, the government think that building the people who want to buy their own houses is a bit of a vote-winning policy. But I'm just not convinced that the millennials and future generations actually want to buy or obsessed with buying as perhaps the older generations were. I believe we're moving much more towards a European model where, you know, people rent until perhaps their parents pass away, and then they inherit the family home, which gives them enough of equity to either live in the family home or sell that and buy their own home. But I think renting these days is very much more a choice for younger people than it was, you know, 10, 20 years ago.